Members, I will now call the Post-Secondary Education and Lifelong Learning Subcommittee to order. Kirsten, please call the roll.
Chair Mariano.
Here.
Vice Chair Placencia. Ranking Member Thompson. Representative Alexander. Representative Andrade.
Here.
Representative Arrington.
Here.
Representative Bell.
Here.
Representative Botana.
Here.
Representative Caruso.
Here.
Representative Fabricio.
Here.
Representative Fernandez-Barquin.
Here.
Representative Gottlieb.
Here.
Representative Mello.
Here.
Representative Mooney. Representative Morales.
Present.
Representative Persons Malika. Representative Salzman.
Here.
Representative Tan.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
And by that, members, show we have a quorum. Members, we have six bills on the agenda today, and since Representative Bushada Cabrera is already up front, we will start with her. House Bill 1159, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair and members of the committee. The bill will ensure that we train world-class educators by making sure they're fully prepared to enter the classroom. It does this by providing greater flexibility for candidates to pass the general knowledge test by the time of graduation rather than upon entry into a teacher prep program. It improves teacher preparation programs by equipping educators with practical mental health support strategies so they are trained with the knowledge necessary to support students struggling with common mental health issues, and empowers educators with technology training so that all teachers can utilize technology in meaningful ways in education and distance learning options throughout their careers. It also streamlines options for industry professionals to become career and technical education teachers. It expands high-quality pathways to demonstrate mastery of general knowledge and professional education exams, and it modernizes critical areas for leadership professional development in the area of civics, literacy, mental health, coaching and mentoring, technology in education, distance learning, and school safety through the William Cecil Golden School Leadership Program. That is the bill.
Having explained the bill, members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, we'll move into public testimony. We have Jessica Fowler with the Department of Education waving in support. All right. Next, we have James Herzog, Florida Association of Academic Non-Public Schools, waving in support. And finally, Debbie Mortham, Foundation for Florida's Future, also waving in support. Seeing no other public testimony, we are now in debate. Members, any debate on this bill? Seeing no debate, Representative, you are recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waved close, Kirsten, please call the roll and announce the vote on House Bill 1159.
Representatives Alexander. Andrade.
Yes.
Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Fabricio.
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin. Gottlieb.
Yes.
Mello.
Yes.
Mooney. Morales.
Yes.
Persons Malika. Placencia.
Yes.
Salzman.
Yes.
Tant.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chair Mariano.
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays, Madam Chair.
Thank you. By your vote, House Bill 1159 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Next, we will move to Representative Harding, CS for House Bill 791. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members. Florida is on a path to achieve the number one ranking in education, hopefully by 2030. And House Bill 791 seeks to continue our innovation process and improve the pathways that we're trying to achieve. And I'm just gonna outlay the three components of my bill. The first is it expands the mathematic pathways for college students. Currently, we default to a college algebra to calculus pathway, but some core studies would benefit from a statistics or a quantitative reasoning approach. And there's been study groups and focus done on this, led from the ground up, and this was the number one recommendation of the recommendations they have was this this particular approach. And so to give you a quick example, because there's been some questions on this. So currently, if a student does not test out in math and they have to take a remedial math course say like a 1033, which is one of the remedial courses, that they would pay for that course, but that course doesn't apply towards their overall credits. And if they're going towards a major that mathematics isn't the focus, this gives some ability and other pathways for them to be able to go to take a course that would count towards their overall credit. Now, obviously, if they're going towards a degree that has a specific math requirement, then they would continue down that path as is. The second part offers additional college placement methods and alternate placement tests for dual enrollment coursework. And what we're seeking to do is through work experience or military experience to be able to, again, back to these remedial courses, hopefully be able to eliminate the need for some of those if there was a alternative role that we could fill through some of the examples that are given. And they're also given in the bill summary, and they're done well, but we talked about work experience, military experience, and then also the SBOE. This gives them the flexibility to be able to continue trying to expand what those alternative placement methods could be. And the third and final part expands the rulemaking authority for fee waivers, and that is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Having explained the bill, members, do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we will move into public testimony. We have Jessica Fowler, Department of Education, waving in support. Damaris Allen with the Florida PTA, waving in support. Debbie Mortham, Foundations for Florida Future, waving in support. And finally, Matthew Choi, Florida Chamber of Commerce, also waving in support. All right, that concludes public testimony. Do we have any debate on the bill, members? Representative Bell, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to thank Representative Harding for bringing this bill forward. I spoke with him yesterday, and I think this is the beginning of our career pathways for us to be able to have a pipeline for students that know the field that they want to go into, maybe 8th, 9th, 10th grade, and so they can take the courses to be ready, work ready, or either college ready. So thank you for bringing this bill forward.
Thank you. Any other debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I would waive close, except I really appreciate everyone's time. There's been a lot of good calls, and it's been refreshing. There's been a lot of folks reaching out to me, and I really appreciate that. I think that it's clear with this leadership team and the current legislator that we're doing everything we can to try to innovate, and I think this bill is right in line with that, and so I'd ask for your favorable support.
Representative Harding, having closed, Kirsten, please call the roll and announce the vote on House Bill, or CS for House Bill 791.
Representatives Alexander.
Yes.
Andrade.
Yes.
Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Fabricio.
Yes.
Fernandez Barquin.
Yes.
Gottlieb.
Yes.
Mello.
Yes.
Mooney. Morales.
Yes.
Persons Malika. Placencia.
Yes.
Salzman.
Yes.
Tant.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chair Mariano.
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And by your vote, show CS for House Bill 791 is reported favorably. Next, we will move on to House Bill 135 by Representative Robinson. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. The Miami Herald last year had a headline, Florida faces a potentially crippling nursing shortage. And actually 40% of Florida's nurses will retire in the next 10 years. So House Bill 135 helps in one small way to address this. House Bill 135 would allow Florida's public technical colleges to offer an Associate's of Applied Science or an Associate in Science degree to graduates of its licensed practical nursing program offered by that same school. Florida's private technical colleges currently have this same right. We always talk about kind of staying in your lane, but this bill allows that lane to be widened a bit to remove unnecessary barriers and really to get folks educated with the same standards, the same accreditation standards that are currently enjoyed. And your staff report says it perfectly. This may lead to an increase in the number of registered nurses in Florida's workforce and to improved quality of care within the nursing profession. 20 states are already doing this, and by the way, members, if this bill sounds familiar, it passed unanimously last year off the House floor. That's the bill, Madam Chair.
Representative Robinson, having explained the bill, members, do we have any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, we have an amendment. You are recognized to explain your amendment.
Madam Chair, this amendment is technical in nature. It correctly identifies exactly what degrees should be in the bill, and it aligns itself with the Senate.
Having explained the amendment, members, do we have any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, public testimony. Seeing none, and debate. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
I'll wave close, Madam Chair.
Having waived close, all those in favor of adoption of the amendment signify by saying yay.
Yay.
All those opposed, nay. Members, by your vote, the amendment is adopted. And we are back on the bill as amended. We will now move into public testimony on the bill as amended. Seeing no public testimony, we will move into debate. Any debate, members? Seeing no debate, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I'll wave close, Madam Chair.
Representative Robinson, having waived close, Kirsten, please call the roll and announce the vote for House Bill 135.
Representatives Alexander.
Yes.
Andrade.
Yes.
Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Fabricio.
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin.
Yes.
Gottlieb.
Yes.
Mello.
Yes.
Mooney. Morales.
Yes.
Persons-Bilicka. Placencia.
Yes.
Salzman.
Yes.
Tant.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chair Mariano.
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays, Madam Chair.
By your vote, show House Bill 135 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Next, we will move on to Representative Daley, PCS, for House Bill 531. You are recognized to explain the PCS.
Thank you, Madam Chair. PCS for House Bill 531 establishes the Florida Internship Tax Credit Program. It allows eligible businesses that hire and pay their interns to apply for a tax credit. The per business amount as well as the total program is capped. And this bill essentially allows someone who may not have the opportunity to pursue an internship while they're in college because they can't afford to do so, the opportunity to do so with the thought of being paid, and obviously gives an incentive to the business to hire that individual. There is also, in addition, thanks to Representative Barrero, language that would require each degree program to offer in an internship as an elective as part of the course. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Members, any questions on the PCS? Question?
Yes.
Representative Caruso, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative, for the bill. Is the credit a refundable credit?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Representative. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative, for the question. I should have known you would ask that question.
You can get back to me if not.
Yep. Yes, sir. Let me get back to you on it.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Seeing none, we'll move into public testimony. I don't see any public testimony, so we will go to debate. Members, any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Daley, you're recognized to close on the PCS.
Wave close, Madam Chair.
Having closed, Kirsten, please call the roll and announce the vote on PCS for House Bill 531.
Representatives Alexander.
Yes.
Andrade. Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Fabricio.
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin.
Yes.
Gottlieb. Mello.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Morales.
Yes.
Persons-Bilicka. Placencia.
Yes.
Salzman.
Yes.
Tant.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chair Mariano.
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays, Madam Chair.
By your vote, show PCS for House Bill 531 is reported favorably.
Thank you all.
Congratulations. All right, next we will move on to PCS for House Bill 937 by Representative Stevenson, which will be presented by Representative Caruso. You are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for letting me present PCS for HB 937, Approved Nursing Program Accountability. PCS extends for 1 year the time an approved nursing program is on probation. It delays the termination of programs who would otherwise be subject to such action for 1 year. The Board of Nursing is required to grant the extension or delay at a meeting on or before December 31, 2021. The PCS also requires approved programs on probation to offer a test remediation program to graduates that do not pass the NCLEX on the first attempt. The program must be offered at no cost to the graduate and be available for one calendar year following graduation. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Representative Caruso, having explained the bill for Representative Stevenson, members, do we have any questions? Okay, seeing no questions, we will move into public testimony. We have Mark Delagal, Florida Advocates for Nursing, is a proponent waving in support. And then we have Paul Hawks. He is a proponent as well. All righty, seeing no other public testimony, we will move into debate. Members, any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, you are recognized to close.
I'll waive close, Madam Chair.
Representative Caruso having closed. Kirsten, please call the roll and announce the vote.
Representatives Alexander.
Yes.
Andrade. Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Fabricio.
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin.
Yes.
Gottlieb.
Yes.
Mello.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Morales.
Yes.
Persons Malika.
Yes.
Placencia.
Yes.
Salzman.
Yes.
Tant.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chair Mariano.
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays, Madam Chair.
By your vote, show PCS for House Bill 937 is reported favorably. And members, we are just going to stand in an informal recess for a few minutes while we wait for our last presenter to get here. So please stay close. Members, I'm going to need Kirsten to call the roll to see if we have a quorum.
Chair Mariano.
Here.
Vice Chair Placencia.
Here.
Ranking Member Thompson. Here. Representative Alexander.
Here.
Representative Andrade. Representative Arrington.
Here.
Representative Bell.
Here.
Representative Botana.
Here.
Representative Caruso.
Here.
Representative Fabricio.
Here.
Representative Fernandez-Barquin.
Here.
Representative Gottlieb.
Here.
Representative Mello.
Here.
Representative Mooney.
Here.
Representative Morales.
Present.
Representative Persons Malika.
Here.
Representative Salzman.
Here.
Representative Tant.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Members, and by your presence, we have a quorum. We are going to have my vice chair present the bill for Representative McFarland. Representative Placencia, you are recognized to explain PCS for House Bill 747.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, the bill prohibits a person from losing his or her resident status for tuition purposes solely by reason of serving out of state as civilian personnel on assignment for the United States Department of State, United States Department of Homeland Security, United States Department of Defense, or while teaching at a United States Department of Defense dependent school. If such person is a dependent child, he or she would not lose his or her resident status for tuition purposes solely by reason of his or her parents serving in such capacities, and that is the bill.
Having explained the bill, members, do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we will move into public testimony. Have Debbie Mortham, Foundation for Florida's Future. Looks like waving in support. All right, so another public testimony. We'll move into debate. Members, any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waived close, Kirsten, please call the roll on PCS for House Bill 747.
Representatives Alexander.
Yes.
Andrade. Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Caruso.
Yes.
Fabricio.
Yes.
Fernandez Barquin.
Yes.
Gottlieb.
Yes.
Mello.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Morales.
Yes.
Persons Malika.
Yes.
Placencia.
Yes.
Salzman.
Yes.
Tant.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chair Mariano.
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, please show PCS for House Bill 747 reported favorably. Well, members, thank you for the efficient meeting today, and this may be our last meeting. We're not sure yet, but just in case it is, I would be remiss if I did not thank our awesome policy chief, Carrington, for all the work he's done for this committee this session. Thank you for your service. We really appreciate you. And Kirsten, of course, for keeping us all on track. So thank you. Yes, and as well as my ranking member, Geraldine Thompson, thank you. It's been a pleasure serving with you. And my vice chair, Representative Placencia, thank you. And if you'd like to make a few comments, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I just want to commend you on how you conducted yourself and how you led this subcommittee as Madam Chair. You did a phenomenal job. Proud to serve with you and proud to be your vice chair on this committee.
Thank you. Ranking Member Thompson, do you have any comments?
Thank you. I am proud to serve with you, Madam Chair, and with all members of the committee. I think that the decisions that we've made on this committee will address, obviously, the pandemic, workforce preparedness, and giving people greater opportunities to come into post-secondary education. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And with that, Ranking Member Thompson moves we rise. You're adjourned.